Let us read from 17th verse. Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapastatrividham narehi aphala kamchi biryuktaihi sattvikam parijakshate satkaramana pujartham tapodambena chaivayate kriyate tatiha proktam rajasam chalamadruvam mudagrahenatmanoyate pidaya kriyate tapaha parasyotsadanartham va tattamasamudahritam dhatavyamiti yaddanam diyate nupakarine deshe kale cha patre cha tadanam sattvikam smritam yattu pratyupakarartham palamudyashya vapunah dīyate cha pariklishtam tadānam rājasam smṛtam adeśakāle yat dānam apātrebhyascha dīyate asatkritamavajñātam tattamasamudāhṛtam So we have, as Bhagavan promised, he four topics were given. One was food, sattvic food, rajasic food, tamasic food. Then yajna, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic yajna. Then tapas, also sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Then the last one we saw is dhanam. Sattvic dhanam, rajasic dhanam, tamasic dhanam. Now, the next point is, we may not be always in the sattvic mood. When we are in a rajasic mood or tamasic mood, when we perform either yajna or tapas or dhanam, we tend to make mistakes. How to neutralize the effect of the mistake is the next topic of Bhagavan. Now let us see the 23rd verse. Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdeshah. Brahmanas Trividhasmṛtah Brahmanas ब्राह्मणास्तेन वेदाश्च यज्ञाश्च विहिता पुरा ओम तत् सत्. दीज आर द थ्री वर्ड्स. दे आर वेरी पावरफुल मंत्रास. वन रीजन इज ब्रह्माजी बिफोर क्रिएशन व्हेन ही थॉट ऑफ क्रिएशन ही फर्स्ट अटर्ड द वर्ड ओम. ओंकारश्चादशब्दश्च त्रावेतो ब्रह्मणपुरा कंडं भित्वा विनिर्यातौ तस्मात् मांगलिका उभौ. सो ओंकारः अतशब्दः द्वावेतो ब्रह्मणपुरा. ब्रह्माजी बिफोर क्रिएशन फर्स्ट इज एट ओम, देन इज एट अथ. नाउ लेट अस क्रिएट. So these are the two letters he uttered, therefore that becomes very auspicious. Just to listen to, it's auspicious. Then the second point is this powerful mantra has been used by the, yeah, that's the point I said, Brahmaji himself before creation. Because Brahmaji uttered this mantra, it has become a convention later among all spiritual seekers to chant during their spiritual sadhana. Now, like the inventor of the telephone, you see, when he discovered the phone, he wanted to test whether it is working. So what did he say? He dialed a number and said, hello. This hello has got no meaning. But then, since he said it, the founder used that word, that became a convention. Now, everybody lift the phone and say hello. Except Chinese, okay. They say, wai. So to the creator of the world, use the word Om Tat Sat, and thereafter it became a tradition. And this Om is used for many purposes. And before I get into that, we should know what is Om. Echandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha छंदोप्योद्यमृता असंभूव समिंद्रो मेथया स्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणं जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमां कर्णाभ्यां भूरि विश्रुवं ब्रह्मण कोशोसि मेथया पिहितः. सो दिस् ईज़ इन् तैत्तिरीय उपनिषत्. यच्छन्दसां ऋषभः. छन्दस् मीन्स् वेदास्, ऋषभ मीन्स् द बेस्ट्. सो द बेस्ट् आफ् आल् वेदास्. दट् इस् वै इट् इस् सेट् देर् इस् अ स्टोरी. दिस् ब्रह्माजी गेव् फोर् वेदास् टु three Vedas first, then the fourth one came later. Three Vedas to the Devatas. Devatas, you know, they are always partying people, so they don't like to read. So they went back to Bhagavan and said, this is too much voluminous. Is there any shortcut? So Brahmaji churned the three Vedas into three lines, 24 letters, Gayatri Mantra. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prajodayat. So that also they went to practice, they felt it is too much. Then they came back and asked, is there anything better, shorter? So then Brahmaji gave these three Vyahrutis, Bhu, Bhuva, Suvaha. That also they felt too much. Then out of these three Vyahrutis, Bhagavan churned and gave this Omkara. So Omkara Shabda represent all Vedas. If you remove all Vedas, if Omkara Shabda or Gayatri is there, it protects or you can revive the Vedas. Now Omkara is directly representing Bhagavan. One Upanishad is written only to explain this Omkara Shabda, that is Mandukya Upanishad. 12 mantras are there. And commentary on that 12 mantras, there are hundreds of verses written by Gaudapada Acharya. So, Lord is Nirguna and Saguna. Attribute with attributes and without attributes. So when you name the Lord, it should be appropriate. Anvartham. That's why when you are naming your children, it should be appropriate. There was a person, you know, his name was Dandan Pal, you know. He didn't like the name. So his wife told him, go out and find out a good name, come back. So he went and saw. The moment he went out, there was one person, dead body was being carried. So he asked, what was his name? Amar Singh. So Amar Singh means the one who doesn't die. He's dead already. Amar Singh mar gaya. Then afterwards he went for looking for another name. Then he saw one lady was selling this cow dung cake. So he asked, what is your name? Lakshmi. Goddess of wealth, what is she doing? Selling ganda. Lakshmi ganda bechti hai. Then, like this, wherever he went, it's all totally contradiction. He came back and told his wife, Dandan Bali achcha hai. So the name should be Anvartham, according to the personality. So here Bhagavan, the rishis have to name Bhagavan. How do they name? You think about it, their problem. Bhagavan is all names, but at the same time he has no name. So both should be indicated, and this is accomplished by the word Omkara Shabda. Now Akara, Ukara, Makara is Omkara. A plus U plus Ma. Now when you open your mouth without effort, what sound comes? A, isn't it? बच्चे लोग भी बोलते हैं ना आ करो एंड यू कैन नॉट कीप द माउथ ओपन ऑल द टाइम राइट सो यू टू क्लोज सो व्हेन यू क्लोज व्हाट इज दैट मा सो ओंकार शब्द इज व्हाट एवर लेटर्स दैट यू कैन प्रोनाउंस ओपनिंग द माउथ एंड क्लोजिंग मीन्स व्हाट The entire Aksharamala. Because Yaralava Shashasaha, Ha comes. That also, Ha is also open mouth only. Akuha Visarjaniyanam Kandha, so guttural. A, Ka, Ha, all these are all guttural. So Makara is the only one that closes. And Ukara is in between all other the letters, that is in between, that is represented by Ukara. So Omkara Shabda represent the entire Aksharamala. Akshara means letters. Letters make words. Padam. And padam means padartha, the meaning of words. Meaning of the words, they represent the entire knowledge. So whatever knowledge that you can gain in this world, how do you gain the knowledge? Through words, through sentence, through letters. So Omkara represent all the knowledge that you can gain in this world. Now, all the knowledge that is contained in the world is what? Vedas. And what Veda indicates? Ultimately, know thyself. So therefore, that Paramatma is the one indicated by this Om. That consciousness, that that Lord is indicated by, with all name and form, Saguna, because Akara stands for waking. In the waking state, all names and forms are there. In the dream state, also names and forms are there. And the deep sleep state, no forms, no name. So all that is Saguna nature, that is with name and form, is indicated by Akara, Ukara, Makara. Makara doesn't mean that names and form is not there. It is there in potential form. So potential form is also indicated. Then Omkara Shabda, when you chant, at one point you have to stop, that taper, the sound tapers into a silence. And that silence is called Turiya, Amatra, and that is the Nirguna attribute-less nature of Paramatma. So Omkara at once gives you Saguna and Nirguna nature of the Lord. So therefore, it is auspicious sound. And that is why in all the pujas, archana, you have to say Om, then only it is valid. Om Achyudaya Namaha, Om Anandaya Namaha. That Om has to be there, only then it is valid. Then even in the rituals also, Omkara Shabda is used. When there is a religious function, a ritual, there are three ritviks are there. The fourth one is called Brahma, the chief. Brahma is always the Atharvana Vedi. And that Brahma has to know all the three Vedas. Four Vedas also he should know. Then he becomes the chief. And when he gives instruction to everyone, to other priest, to conduct the yajna or stop, what does he say? Om. No other word is used. So Om is used for all these purposes. Since this mantra is powerful by its very utterance, all rajasic and tamasic activities, what we have done, that will convert into sattvic activities. So it is also, if it is already a sattvic karma, this mantra make it more sattvic. Then, next point is, with the help of the mantra, Brahmaji created a wonderful world. And in this creation, there are three creation. Bhagavan said, Tatsaditi nirdeshaha brahmanas trividhapura smritaha. So Brahman is remembered by these three words, Om, Tat, Sat. So Om, I have explained to you, Tat and Sat, Bhagavan is going to tell, that time we'll explain. And he created, this Brahmaji created three creation. which are very significant. What are they? Brahmanaha Vedaha Brahmanastena Vedascha Yajnascha. So Brahmana Veda Yajna. These three creation Brahmaji considered very significant. Yajna means intelligent lifestyle with the help of which the humanity will use all the superior power constructively, like nuclear power, etc., constructively use. That is called yajna. If yajna spirit is not there, all the superior knowledge will be used for destructive purpose. Yajna spirit means, you know, what is that? We saw that. Sharing. Yeah. And we have now the destructive weapon to destroy the world several times. Yajna is that wisdom which converts that superior power of knowledge to constructive purpose. Yajna here means Pancha Mahayajna that we talked about for all grihastha should do. Deva Yajna, Pitra Yajna, Swadhyaya Yajna means Brahma Yajna, then Bhuta Yajna and Nr Yajna. So these Panchamaha Yajnas, that is called intelligent way of living. Then Veda is important because from the Veda alone, we learn the Yajna spirit. Yajna way of life, Veda alone gives the knowledge and wisdom to live the spirit of Yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. Sacrifice of what? Our own ego, selfishness. Then Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha here means not a particular caste. Brahmana also there are. Janma Brahmana, Karma Brahmana, Guna Brahmana. These are three levels. By birth, he is a Brahmana. By karma, by action, he is a Brahmana. By virtue, he is Brahmana. So here, any human being, irrespective of caste, who preserve or promote Vedic teaching and who lives Vedic way of life, he is called Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha means Brahma Janati Brahmanaha. One who learns and lives and shares the Vedas is called Brahmanaha. Brahmana sustains Vedas, Veda sustains Yajna, and Yajna sustains the creation. So that is why you see our history, Indian history, so many foreign invasion took place. Thousands of years we were under the rule of foreigners. Especially Mughal invasion, that time they destroyed our temple. They destroyed books, our scriptures. But one thing they could not destroy was human brain. So all these Brahmanas memorized the Vedas and kept it in their memory. And they handed over that to generations. So therefore, our scriptures were preserved because of their perseverance. So this, therefore, Brahmana sustains Vedas, and Veda sustains Yajna, and Yajna sustains the creation. Knowledge and power without the spirit of Yajna can destroy the world. Thus, this creation, including Brahmana, Veda and Yajna emerged from Brahmaji. Now, after uttering the mantra Om Tat Sat, therefore, it is considered very significant. Om Tat Sat iti nirdeshah. Therefore, Bhagavan says in the next verse, Tasmat Omityudahritya. Yajnadana tapakriyah pravartante vidhanoktah satatam brahmavadinam. Tasmat, therefore, Omiti Udahritya. So therefore, chanting that Om, you perform Yajna Dana Tapakriya. So whatever ritual you are doing, start with Om, end with Om Tat Sat. Then what happened? Whatever omissions are there, it is all be forgiven. I am not saying, Bhagavan is saying, okay, so it must be true. Pravartante vidhanoktaha. Vidhanokta means prescribed in the scriptures for spiritual growth. Satatam brahmavadinam, those who follow Vedas. Brahma shabda here means Veda, those who follow Vedas. They have prescribed, it is prescribed, they say it is prescribed in the scriptures for the spiritual growth, that whatever activity you do, whether it is yajna, dana, tapa, or mundane activities, you start with the utterance of Om. This is an instruction. Vidhanokta, it is an instruction. They start with Om, which reminds you of the Lord. Uttering the Om, when you say Om, your mind should lift to the thought of God. And then they do whatever you want to do. That it will nullify all the effect. Now, continue. Tadityanapi sandhaya. Phalam yajna tapakriya dana kriyascha vividaha kriyante moksha kamchibhi. Tat iti, one way of doing is chanting Om, you perform. But some people use tad. Tat. Tat means that. That represent Bhagavan, the Lord. Iti anabhisandhaya phalam anabhisandhaya tadit. Tyanapisandhaya phalam yajnatapakriyaha. So, a matured person who is a mumukshu, the one who wants liberation, he will perform all these activities. What is that? Yajna, dana, tapa. Dhanakriya kriyaha, yajnatapakriyaha, dhanakriyaha, vividaha kriyante, moksha kamshibhi, without expecting result. So, phalam anabhisandhaya. Without keeping the result in their mind, they perform these yajnadana tapakriya. When they do it, they gain that purity of mind, antakarana shuddhi. They gain that jnana yogyata. So yogyata means qualification for gaining moksha. This is very important because people used to ask, you know, this question, why Bhagavan is not coming now, you know. So we hear that Dwapara Yuga, Bhagavan Krishna took avatara, and Devaki Vasudevasan. Now so much of terrorism and all these things are going on. Why the Lord is not coming? The problem is Lord want to come, but who will bear him, you know? Unless somebody like Devaki Vasudeva did tapas and purified themselves, how can he come? Is there anybody who is pure as they? They did tapas thousands of years to have Bhagavan as their son. As a result, they got this blessing. Nowadays, who does tapas? In a way, you people also do some tapas, you know, especially winter time in East Coast and all that, getting up early morning, catching the train and going to New York to work. It is a real tapas. And sometimes you drive the road, you also, what is that? Keeping the road, especially in the snow, if you have to drive, it is really a tapas. And taking care of teenager son or girl, bog. Mahatapas. That is why they said in this country, if you do kanyadanam, it is said, Brahmaloka Prapti, it is said. this mantra is there. People don't listen to mantras, you know, they are busy socializing. That is a problem. If you listen to the mantra, kanyadanam, if you give kanyadanam, Brahmaloka Prapti, it is there. That's why Shiva Parvati Swayamvaram, you see, is very interesting. Puranas also, these are side stories. In Puranas, see, Shiva Parvati Swayamvaram is there, right? Now, Himavan has to give kanyadanam to Bhagavan. And it is a very auspicious thing. If kanyadanam given by Himavan, then he gain moksha. Suppose Himavan get moksha, what will happen to the world? You know, mountain will go, everything will go. The whole nature will be in a chaos. So Saptarishis advised Bhagavan. There was a discussion between the Trimurtis. Suppose this Himavan gave kanyadanam to Bhagavan. He gained moksha, then what happened? He disappears. If he disappears, who will take charge of the Himalayas, etc., all the mountains and rivers? So they said, do one thing, create a disturbance in their mind, a doubt in their mind. So Himavan's wife, that's why Bhagavan appeared in a very terrible, monstrous form. Yeah, as a bridegroom, he was decorated with the snakes, and all over the body it was basmalepanam, and then jata also, there also there is one snake. Here also there was some snake and a skull all over his body. She was there to receive him with all, what is that, the aarti, tali and all that. And when she saw him, such a terrible, monstrous form, she started shivering, her plate fell down, and she ran away inside and said, let my daughter be kanya only, doesn't matter. If she doesn't get married, it is fine. I don't want her to get married to this terrible, monstrous person. Such a doubt was created. When you give kanyadanam with that kind of a doubt, the phalam will not be there that much. So it was deliberately done, okay? So what I was telling, kanyadanam, so tapas. From there only we went to kanyadanam. So teenager, you bring up here, it is also tapas, mahatapas. Because suddenly they realize that, you know, when the children tell you, then only you realize you don't know anything. Mom, you don't know anything. I am 13-year-old, I can take my own decision. Then only you start realizing, what did I do wrong? Then they thought of sending them to Balavihar. It's too late. Swamiji kuch sikhao usko. What will I do at that age? Should start beginning. So this tapas, whatever tapas that you are doing, somebody's, all of us, we do some form or other, some tapas. Either puja or fasting or something we do. Or taking care of your parents, which is very rare now. Here it is better, I heard, but in India it is worse. So these are all tapas, part of tapas. And taking care of family, children, wife, in-laws, extended family, helping them. These are all tapas. So tapas doesn't mean that this person is standing there on one leg and then, Om Brahmadeva, you know, in serial you see that. That alone is not tapas. Any activity dedicatedly you do with a noble thought that I am serving my Lord with this, that becomes a great tapas. A tapas, you know, even sweeping the floor also become a tapas when it is done for the Lord. So whatever you do, it is said, you chant tat, some people, some mahatmas, some sadhakas, they chant tat, and without expecting any result, they perform yajna, dana, tapakriya. They are interested only in moksha, nothing else. So this is another. Explanation for Om Tat Sat. So Om was explained, now Tat, some other people do it. Now comes Sat. Bhagavan Krishna gives five meanings to the word Sat here. Let us read. Sat bhave satu bhave cha. Sadityetat prayujyate. Prashaste karmani tatha. Sachapta partha yujyate. First meaning is sat bhavaha. Existence, eternal existence is called Sat. Pure existence, which we all enjoy. We exist. Why? We are alive, isn't it? If you are not alive, try to stand up, see. A dead body cannot stand up on its own. And even if you make it stand, it will fall down. And that existence principle is something that we cannot destroy. Try. It exists, whatever you do. It exists in one form or other. A tree exists. You cut the tree. The very same tree exists in the form of what? Wood. Okay. You make Out of this wood you make some furniture. Wood has gone destroyed, now it has become what? Furniture. So furniture exists. Okay, then the winter time, you thought there is no wood. You took one of the legs of the furniture and put it in your fire. And what happened? Now the furniture has gone. The furniture become what? Ashes. Ashes exist or not? Ashes exist. So all forms you can destroy, but in one form or other, existence remains. And that pure existence is our real nature. Sadeva saumya idamagra asid. This is the teaching. Sat alone was there before creation. That is one meaning, sat bhavaha. Pure existence. Then, second meaning is sadhu bhavaha. Good contact, nobility. That's why we are people call sannyasis sadhus. Means good people, tyatha, sadhu. Paragaryam satnodi sadhu, it is said, the one who think of the other person more than himself is called sadhu. Always thinking of doing welfare to the community, society, people. Such a person is called sadhu. A Mahatma was traveling, you see. And he had a devotee. And he informed him that, I am traveling. My route is this way. Do you know anybody there? I can take rest there one day. And this man said, yes, my brother is there. He gave the address. And this sadhu traveled, walking all the way, and went to the house, knocked at the door. And he opened the door. And he told him that, your brother sent me. He said, what, brother? Nothing. There is no place here for you. Shut the door. Threw him out. And the sadhu went and sat under a tree opposite to the house. He told his disciple, go and get a glass of water from the house. And the disciple just now only threw you out. And how can I get a water from him? Then the sadhu said, look, when a sannyasi comes to your house, if you don't receive him and feed him, he will incur sin. Suppose I take a glass of water from him, he will be freed from that sin. See, even though he was insulted, what the sadhu is thinking? His welfare. That is the nature of sadhu. So sadhu bhavaha, good contact, nobility. This is another meaning for sat. Then, prasaste karmani. Prasaste karmani. Prasaste karmani. Any good karma is also called sat karma. Any noble karma. You are all here. You now. What is that? First generation who came here to this country, they neglected their first son or child because their attempt was to join the crowd. Only when the second child, first child, they neglected teenager. When the teenager started answering back, they realized what mistake we did. So what they did, they collected some money, joined together and built a temple. Because when we were growing up, we used to go to the temple, so let us, our children also go. So beautiful temples we created. These are all sat karma. And now what happened? Gods came flying, the priest came flying, Now the priests are doing their rituals. They cannot explain to the children. And all the time in the temple, you see in the parking lot, the teenagers, they assemble. They have their party there. And in the temple, who attend? Average 50 plus. They only attend. Now, this whole North American Temple Association, they are worried how to bring the youth. Because this temple that we built, we have to hand over to the second generation. Most of the temples were churches. Because churches were, we bought churches and converted that into temple. Now the fear is that a time will come, we may have to sell the temple also. Unless we wake up now and teach our children the significance and glory of our culture so that they will be able to own up the temple and the rituals there. So this is also prashaste karmani, any good karma. That is also called satkarma. So sadbhave sadhubhave cha sadhitye tat prayuchyate prashaste karmani tatha satchabdaha partha yujyate. Noble deed like marriage, threat ceremony, these are all called satkarma. So all of them are called sat. Now continuing, fourth explanation. Yatne tapasi dane cha stitis saditi chochyate karma chaiva tadarthiyam saditeva bhidiyate The fourth one is yatne tapasi dane cha stitihi. Stiti here means perseverance. So whenever you take up something, you have that capacity to continue. This is very important because especially spiritual practice, don't take up big thing. Simple thing you take. And the point here is you should continue. Now let us say japa, Bhagavan's name I'll take. Don't commit yourself, I'll do 1,000 times a day and things like that. Don't do that. At least one mala. If you cannot do one mala, 108, 56, half I will do. And once you make that decision resolve, continue doing that. Every day, don't even worry about what happens. Because we are all result-oriented. Itna naam bolke kuch hua nahi hai. I have been doing this sincerely. I didn't get promotion. My neighbor got it. So I gave up chanting. No. What satkarma you do, you will definitely get result. Nahi kalyana kaschit durgatim tadagacchati. So whoever does good karma, noble deeds, he will definitely get result. Nothing goes waste. So here he says, that whatever you do, that ability to consistently do, sthiti, perseverance, this nishta is called sannishta, satnishta. So sat shabda has got that meaning also, sannishta. That perseverance in continuing this spiritual practices or any other activities. Karma chaiva tadarthiyam saditya vidiyate. Karma Cheva Tadathiya means which promote Yajna Dana Tapas, any activities that promote Yajna Dana Tapas, even mundane activities which promote Yajna Dana Tapas. Any activities. What are they? Serving the like spiritual organization, do some seva. Whatever way you can do seva, that is also considered sat. And it will take you to sat also, because antakkarana shuddhi comes, slowly you will be led to a guru, because the Lord is watching your progress from within. You can cheat the whole world as spiritual person, but you cannot cheat Bhagavan, because he is watching you. So he is within you as a sakshi and the sakshi. So he is the one who decides. When you are ready, he will take you to the right guru. So yatne tapasidane jastidis sadhiti chochyate karma cheva tadarthiyam sadityeva badiyate. So that also commitment to yatne dana tapas is also considered sat, the meaning. There are five meanings given for sat. Sat means pure existence. So how to make a wrong action right? By saying Om Tat Sat. This is a way. Very simple. See, all our prayachitta karmas are all simple only. No complication. Now the last verse. Ashraddhaya hutam dattam. Tapastaptam kritam chayate. Asadityuchyate partha. Na cha tat pretya no iha. Now, with the previous verse, Lord has concluded the significance of Om Tat Sat Mantra. Now, the significance is, it can convert any karma into sattvic karma. While performing karma, if I committed a mistake, now we do that, isn't it? Even Vishnu Sahasranama chanting, how many mistakes we make. Lalita Sahasranama chanting also, we make mistakes. So all those mistakes, if not chanted properly, if you chant at the end of it, Om Tat Sat, all deficiencies will be rectified by the Lord. Lord will correct for you. That's why in Ajamila story, Ajamila called Narayana, not by remembering Narayana, but he called his son Narayana. So there was a discussion in Vaikuntha, you know. See, we are all done so much tapas and finally reached here. This person, not even thinking of you, told your name, uttered your name, and he reached here. So they become, you know, Udara also the Rajara, jealousy ho gaya tha. Vaikuntha maybe. It happens, you know, when you work hard, IAS officer, work so hard, become a big officer, but another person comes with a recommendation of Prime Minister who is not qualified, even both are sitting together, naturally they get angry. Same way here also they ask question. So Bhagavan has got a simple solution. He must have call my name without knowing that he is calling me. But I know my name, isn't it? When he calls the name, it is me, that I know. So naturally I will help him. I should help him. Otherwise, what is the difference? Now, in 28th verse, Lord is concluding. Now, Lord has started with what? Shraddha. This is called Upakrama Vasamhara. He started with the word Shraddha, isn't it? Now he concludes the topic also with Shraddha. Ashraddhaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayate asat ityuchyate partha nachatam pretyano iha. So the Lord is concluding, Lord reminds the word Shraddha, which was in the beginning of the chapter. So any activities performed without Shraddha, Huta means offered into the fire. Datta means charity without Shraddha. Tapaha means austerity practice without Shraddha. Or any other activities performed without Shraddha. All such karmas are called asat. Not sat. So, which will be, if you practice that, what happened? You won't get the benefit. Neither in this world, nor other world. So, final point here is what? All the karmas, whether it is yajna or tapas or dhanam, one should perform with shraddha. Now the question is how to develop shraddha. Every religion talks about shraddha. I should have shraddha. You should have shraddha. But hota hi nahi, kya kare? The problem is how to force myself to have shraddha. Religion demands you should have shraddha in God. Now, there are shraddha here means faith. There are two words used, belief and faith. Belief is subject to correction. Faith is not subject to correction. Do you believe in the existence of your great-grandfather? Do you believe? If you believe, that means what? It can be changed. Isn't it? You say, I believed in him. Isn't it? Now what happened now? Now I realize he's a cheat. So your belief is gone. So belief is always subject to change. But do you believe in the existence of your great-grandfather? No. Why? Because you have proof. What is that? I am here. Since I am here, my father existed. My grandfather existed. His great-grandfather existed. Why? Because I am the proof. So this is, even though great-great-grandfather, I have not seen him, but still I have faith in his existence. Why? But I have valid proof. This is called faith. So also, the Lord exists or not? What is the valid proof? You. The valid proof is you. You exist or not? Yes, I exist. Now tell me, how do you exist? You are alive? What makes you alive? What makes you think? What makes you do everything in this world? The very ability to think. We came with intellect, Who supplied you that intellect? With that intellect, we are able to achieve so many things in this world. But who gave you that gift? Not only that, you are created, but the world for you is also created for enjoyment. Think about it. You have come with a tongue. That tongue is only 1.5 inch, right? That 1.5 inch is able to recognize all tastes. It's not like that, you know, the glass you have to change, you know, short sight one, long sight one, far sight one. Like that, every taste you have to change your tongue. You know. What will be the condition? You have to carry a bag full of tongue. One tongue. All rasas you are able to experience. One pair of eyes is able to see all colors at once. Is it not a wonder? See, we are not thinking in that direction. That is why we take it for granted. And look at this. Bhagavan has provided how many varieties of vegetables, fruits. Have you thought about it while eating those fruits? Natural taste, different taste. Some are sweet, some are sweet and sour, some are sour. Some are a peculiar type of sweet. All these varieties he has provided for us. Did you create that? No, Swamiji, in my garden I grew it. Okay. What did you do? You brought some seed and put it in the... some mulch and all that, you put water. And what happened? It grew. Nature gave you that gift. What you have done, only your part is only 1%. 99% the Lord has done it. If sunlight was not there, is it grow? So who provided all this? When you start thinking in this direction, you appreciate there is a presence, there is a Lord. And then to develop more Shraddha, you have to read the stories of Lord. Different stories, Puranas. That's why our Vyasa Bhagavan has written 18 Puranas. All stories, different stories. Suppose you may like Bhagavan Krishna, his stories, Bhagavatam is there. If you like Shiva, Shiva Puranam is there. Then Matsya Puranam is there. Then Kurma Puranam. All avatars, Puranams are all there. And every Purana has got a similar stories, but little twist here and there. Is all. But see, Brahma Vaivarta Purana is there. Skanda Purana is there. Ganesha Purana, Devi Puranam also. If you like Devi, that is also there. So all these stories, what happened? It slowly increases your faith. And complete conviction that the Lord is there. There is no doubt about it. This is called faith. And with that faith, once you have faith, then you will have faith in Vedas. Because it is something like you have faith in the instruction manual. When you buy a radio or an iPhone, they give you this instruction manual. You have faith in what is written in that manual, isn't it? The same way, the scriptures are like instruction manual. It has come from the manufacturer himself. Therefore, what is written there is true. This Astikya Buddhi is called Shraddha. And Bhagavan concluded saying that Ashraddhaya Hudam Dattam Tapastaptam Kritam Chayate Asat Iti Uchyate. Without faith, whatever done is a routine work. Whenever we go through routine work, it doesn't give you satisfaction. Anything with love and shraddha, faith, if you do it, even if you do little bit, it gives you satisfaction. Sulpam apyascha dharmasya trayato mahato jaya bhayat. Even little bit you do, that is enough to give you that satisfaction. So, but if you do mechanically, then what happens? Stress and strain. Then complain, all that, because lack of shraddha. Like a sleepwalker. Sleepwalker also walks, but he doesn't know he's walking. Have you seen some people sleeping and with the mouth open? And his wife was eating rasagulla and she wanted to share with him. Anyway, his mouth was open and she put one or two in the mouth. He ate also. Next day morning she asked, how was the rasagulla? What rasagulla? He doesn't know. He ate it. But still he doesn't know. This is called mechanical act. Unless you have complete concentration and mind behind it, and that mind comes only when you have faith. This is going to help me. This is for me. This thought has to be there. Then it works. Thus we conclude the chapter, 17th chapter, with Shraddhatre Vibhaga Yoga. Om Tat Sat. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Saptadishodhyayah. Now we have 10 minutes. I give you an executive summary. The whole chapter. So Arjuna asked this question. A person who is illiterate of the scriptural injunction or proper way of performing the worship, but he has got simple faith, his worship is categorized, is it sattvic or tamasic or rajasic? Bhagavan answered saying that it all depends upon his mental bhav with which he does. So the selection of deities, what type of deity he select to worship, and what type of worship he does, and with what bhav he worship. People who are sattvic people, they select the deities, sattvic type of devatas. People who are rajasic, they worship those deities who are rajasic. Give them material benefit, etc., power, position, status, ityadi. Then people who are tamasic by nature, they will select devatas who are like spirit, ghost, etc. Their intention is to destroy somebody or control somebody. Then afterwards saying this, Bhagavan gave that even food is also three kinds, sattvic food, rajasic food, tamasic food. So that food which gives you happiness, comfort, after having eaten you feel comfortable. And freshly cooked food is called sattvic food. And that food which is ati katu, ushna tikshna ruksha, vidahina. So those food which are extremely bitter, extremely sour, extremely hot. Little bit hot is okay, but not too much. That's what it is said. And not only that, while eating itself is a problem, pain, but afterwards also it destroys your health. Then tamasic food is after having cooked, kept more than 3 hours, not in the refrigerator, okay, outside. I have to correct that. Not in the winter time. Winter time outside also okay. Most of the people keep their food in the car only. That is another refrigerator. Yata yamam gadarasam. Bad foul smelling. That taste is totally gone, or overcooked food. Then that uchishtam amedyam, that which is not used for worship, offering to God, that kind of a old, insipid food is called tamasic food. Then, after that, Bhagavan talked about yajna, three types of yajna, sattvic yajna, rajasic yajna, tamasic yajna. So, yajna is sacrifice. Yajna here means also worship. A worship of Lord without expecting anything except your antakarana shuddhi, purity of mind, is called sattvic type of worship. Rajasic is the one that expects result, and abhisandayatu phalam, they want result, and for that purpose they perform this ritual. They are rajasic. Then tamasic is the one, yajna or worship, they do it for the sake of destroying others. Not only they want power, you know, they're going to the smashanam and with a skull in their hand and sitting in the middle of the night, that also Amavasi day, and chanting that kind of terrible mantra, tom, tom, ting and all that, and that kind of fatapas. Not only that, they torture themselves. Bhagavan also get tortured. That type of tapas is called, worship is called tamasic worship. Then Bhagavan talk about tapas also at the physical level, speech level, mental level. So, devatvija guru pratnya bhujanam shaujam Arjavam, Brahmacharyam, Ahimsacha, Shariram, Tapa Uchyate. So, Pujanam, the worship itself is the physical discipline. And respect elders. And speak truth. Discipline at all level, physical level. And cleanliness is called physical tapas. Then vak tapas anudvegakaram vakyam satyam priyahitam chayate svadhyaya abhyasanam chayva vangmayam tapauchyate. So word that disturb the mind of others, one should not speak. And whenever you speak truth, you should see that it is pleasant to hear, and it will be beneficial to that person. And in order to attain this, Vani Shuddhi Keliye, you have to read our scriptures on a daily basis. Then Manaprasada Saumyattam. So mental cheerfulness. Maunam. Atma Vinigraha. Sometime you have to observe silence also. When you observe silence, what happened is you will check on the number of thought passing through your mind. You will reduce the number of thoughts. Because right now, from morning you get up till you go to sleep, they counted something like 16,000 varieties of thought passes through your mind, it is said. And the problem is, out of 16,000, even one thought is directed towards Bhagavan. All of them are world-bound. So, if you keep observe Maunam, what happened? You start checking the number of thoughts passing through your mind. And self-discipline. Self-discipline is because you should have a say over your senses. Right now, wherever the senses take you, you go. Discipline in such that you should be able to command your senses. This is manat tapas, level at the level of mind tapas. And all these three, without expecting result, expecting only antakarana shuddhi, mental purity. Why the scripture always highlight mental purity? Because the Paramatma, the Lord, is with you. And we are not able to experiencing Him, because the where we have to experience that Lord is our mind. That mind is polluted right now, riddled with ragadveshas, likes and dislikes, impurities. Therefore, the reflection of consciousness is not clear. In order to make it clear, spashtam, like a crystal, our mind has to become pure. Therefore, the Upanishad or the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, insist purity of mind. Then, with expecting result, if you do it, then it is called rajas. Then, or sometimes tamasic person, tamasic type of the tapas is also give trouble to others and himself. And Bhagavan, who is residing in you, he also gets disturbed. That is tamasic type of tapas. Then Bhagavan talked about dhanam. Sattvic type of dhanam, rajasic type of dhanam, tamasic type of dhanam. That dhanam which is, this is to be done. This person deserves my help. And without even expecting anything in return from that person, he does help him. This is called sattvic type of dhanam. Rajasic type of dhanam, with all pomp and show, advertising to the whole world, with the photograph and newspaper writing, one expecting something in return, that type of dhanam is called rajasic dhanam. Tamasic dhanam is done with avatnya, insulting, positively insulting words, using positively insulting word. One who give dhanam is called tamasik danam. Now, after having said that, Bhagavan said, all this bad effect of performing yajna, dana, tapas. Sometime you are in the mood of rajas or tamas, and at that time you have performed these activities. In order to atone the sin, you chant Om Tat Sat. It will remove all the bad effect, neutralize the effect. And finally, concluding, Bhagavan said, all these performance of yajna, dana, tapas, one should do it with shraddha. Shraddha in what? When I do this, I will definitely get the result. Bhagavan will bless me. That shraddha should be there. Then it will become effective. Let us read the first verse again so that we are not going to shelve the book. We read the chapter again. Arjuna uvacha ye shastra vidhi mutsrijya yajante shraddhayanvitaha Tesham Nishtatuka Krishna Sattvamaho Rajastamaha. As I said yesterday, I want to tell you something. This year, 2015 to 2016 is very auspicious for us. This is the birth centenary year.